Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Loveline may contain sexually oriented content.
Listener discretion is advised.
Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191.
Loveline starts now.
Everybody, Loveline. Indeed, 1-800-LOVE-191. Rob Schneider with me again tonight.
Back.
Yes, ready for more.
Very excited.
And we've been sort of piecing you together as the week goes on.
Have we?
I've learned that you don't like women that have been touched by other males.
Yeah, who wants that?
Or any evidence that they may have ever been touched by another male.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. there was a little reference to sort of shaving last night that sounded a little interesting.
Uh-huh.
And then there was all the issue with the prostate the night before.
So
a picture is emerging. It's coming into focus.
We'll find out maybe more tonight.
I certainly hope
so. We just keep building.
How's your day going?
It was good. It was good. Everything, smooth.
You were sore last night from training.
Yeah, I took the day off. I was just so out of it yesterday, and I felt it affected the show last night. I went to the Huntington Library.
It's a great place, right?
Unbelievable.
You live?
Yeah.
It's an awesome place.
It is fantastic.
Did you go to the library itself, not just the art part?
Yeah, it's spectacular.
I mean, the Gutenberg Bible sitting there.
Wow.
It's a lot of Audubon's original works, paintings, sitting there.
Incredible.
Mary Shelley's Frankenstein. Oh, there she wrote it right there.
Works amazing.
Right? Did you read
the original? No, I didn't read that.
Some of the letters from Lincoln and Washington, just crazy archives. And the Red Sea Scrolls were there for a long time.
Well, yeah, I missed that. I want to touch some of that stuff, though. I'm going to see if I can throw my celebrity weight around.
Get in there and open up the books?
Let me touch that Bible there. How much is that worth? No, it's a pretty remarkable place. Remarkable. The gardens are fantastic.
Amazing.
So it's so
you spent the day sort of contemplating things.
Yeah, and I'm glad that they charge $15 to get in. So I actually joined membership, so that it's not. But $15, I like that because it keeps the riffraff out.
So people around the country know what this is. This is one of the great robber barons of all time.
He really was. What the United States. This guy Huntington ran the Southern Pacific Railroad. He's one of the main guys. So him and another guy. The government had a deal with them if they paid for the railroad to be put in, which was a fortune.
They give them the land.
They would give them the land on both sides, and so basically they would manipulate and force towns along the way to give them stuff, pay them money or whatever, or give them land or whatever, or just basically demand things from them. If they didn't get it, they would go around their town
the railroad elsewhere
and turn them into a ghost town.
Right, they'd create another town of their own.
So this guy was a real bastard thief, but he ended up doing something good with it. Where what are you going to do? You can't take it with you. So the last, I think, 8 years before he died, he decided to make these fantastic botanical gardens.
In Samuel, California, he built a library where some of the world's greatest original manuscripts lay. And then he set up a house, which ended up being an art museum.
Yeah, with some nice pieces of art. I mean, it's a little aristocratic English for my taste.
I don't really love it.
Gainsborough, Lawrence.
Reynolds.
I mean, some nice pieces. He's got a Rodin in his smoking room.
Nice.
Sculpture. But, he had decent taste. And in his place is a little sterile for my taste. But what a great
Rob
garden.
So Rob creates his a monument to his life, it's going to be a less sterile.
Yeah,
it's going to
more welcoming.
Yeah, more welcoming.
There'll be more pot plants in my garden.
A little more marijuana. You know, they have something there that like blossoms every 10 years or something that smells like S.
Really?
It's this famous, huge, it looks like something out of a little Shop of Horrors.
And it smells terrible?
And it pollinates by attracting flies, thousands of flies.
Really?
And it smells, people go line up to walk by and smell it. It smells like a giant pile of dog dew.
Wow. I'm glad I live close by. I hope that I can go and sit in that.
What motivated you to go in there?
Writing a new movie, and I just wanted to go hang out there.
You filmed some stuff in there, haven't you?
Yeah, we filmed the hot chick on the balcony of
the house.
Place, the house there, which is beautiful.
And Farley did some films in there, too. They did in the Japanese gardens, that one where he was ninja.
He did the ninja movie there. Yeah,
so there you go.
Sir, what
famous
was
site.
What was the ninja movie? Black Ninja or no, I don't know.
I remember it was with the girl who is now in Desperate Housewives.
That's right.
Nicolette Sheridan.
Classic hottie.
And
still hot.
She was one of my favorite guests on Loveline, the TV
show. Really?
Yes.
Why was that?
Because she was sort of in between in her career, mm-hmm. and she came out and was sort of...
She's had a few in-between careers.
Which is amazing, right?
Yeah.
And was sort of diva-esque in how she presented herself,
yeah.
and then sat down, and then the Loveline call started coming, and she just dug right in. Did not miss a beat. She just like, okay, here we go.
Well, she never come off as shy.
No, but it was honest. It was real. It wasn't flamboyant or anything. She's just like, okay, we got to dig in and answer these questions, which is what we're gonna do right now.
What do we got?
Sarah, who's 20.
Hi, Sarah. Sarah.
Hi.
Hey, hi.
What's up?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Sarah? You're on.
Rob, you're awesome. Oh my gosh.
Thank you. How you doing, Sarah? You're in Texas.
Yes, I am.
So what's going on?
It's freezing. No, I have a girlfriend, and we've been together for like off and on for like 4 months. I just got out of another serious relationship, and she's like very domineering.
Now this is a gay relationship.
Yes.
Okay.
Was the previous one you just got out of also with a girl?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean domineering? What do you mean domineering? What does that mean?
Very dominatrix. She has her way with me, and I mean, I let her. I mean, because you know, it feels good, and I'm like, hell yeah, you know. But then she gives me like a guilt trip, like, and she's like, well, why do you let me do that? And are you weak and this and that? And I'm like, I don't understand.
One of the things about being needing to be overpowering like that is sometimes you want to be on both sides of that coin.
Yeah.
The person who does the overpowering also wants to be overpowered. And I wonder if she's trying to evoke something from you.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes. Not always. But I do see a lot of people are that way. Are you up for that?
Do you want to tie her up and beat the crap out of her sometime?
No, we don't beat each other up. Oh. Like, we have, like...
Well, take your time. You got to build to that. You know, you don't want to do that right away.
Of course.
What fun would it be if you beat each other up on the...
What does she do to you?
What kind of dominatrix do you do?
She, like, when we're having sex, she'll choke me, and we have, like, leather straps, and she'll strike it across my back a couple times, the whole tying up, and...
You like that? And that's exciting for you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. But it's...
She I don't see her evoking it in any way because she keeps her clothes on at all times, and I can't touch her.
Ever?
I haven't.
You haven't touched her? You've never touched her sexually?
No.
Okay. How long has this relationship been going on? And do you know this is a girl? It could be a guy.
Ooh.
No, wait, it's a girl. It's a girl.
All right. Okay, but wait a minute. No. So you've never actually... How long is this? Have you been seeing this person?
For about 4 months.
Okay, 4 months. And in 4 months... When you fool around, and she fools around and touches you, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. She touches you, you enjoy that, but she never allows you. What happens when you try to touch her?
She'll grab my hands. And
beats her up. Doesn't when you're not getting into this S&M stuff, isn't there a time when she wants to be touched?
Yeah, like here recently she started like pulling down her pants and like feeling like skin. I felt her skin, you know, but...
During the whole ritual, but how about just in when the sort of the referee blows the whistle and it's halftime. You know what I'm saying?
Change sides. Let's go, team. Come on over here. And she just doesn't want to do that, huh?
No, not yet. I don't know if it's like her.
I'm reading Rob's mind. It's bizarre. What did you say? It's kind of bizarre.
It is bizarre. Let me just put a little button there.
Okay.
If this is a real call, which I think it is,
I think so too.
I believe this too. I think, in my uneducated actor opinion. Now, you know that I'm a professionally trained actor.
Yes.
Doctor. I'm going to say that this woman that she's seeing is a lesbian who's had relationships with men and has affected her or has been abused, and is her sexuality is she's not allowed to letting herself be sexual.
You're talking about Sarah?
I'm talking about her friend.
Her friend. So his friend's not gay. She just likes beating people up?
Well, no. I think her friend's gay, but I think her friend has had relationships with guys or been abused by a guy.
Oh, I see.
And so that is preventing her from feeling sexual in this way. And
Sarah?
I think so.
How about that?
Do what?
How about the fact that she may have been abused or brutalized by men at some time, and therefore her being sexual is sort of scary for her?
Yeah, well, she was abused when she was younger, but
she's
never...
Bingo! From way downtown, from 30 feet, he shoots scores!
So she has a lot of issues related to that, right?
So therefore, if she allowed herself to be sexual, she's going to identify that with that abuse or that...
really sexual, I mean, but... Just,
with you, but she won't allow herself to be touched.
Yeah.
Well, it's the strange thing about the human being, right? That if something happens that traumatizes us, it sort of gets structured into our brain, And we go forward reenacting that same behavior. So now here she is being the perpetrator on Sarah.
Right. So basically, Sarah, what she's saying to you is, why are you, she, when she says, why are you allowing me to do that? She's basically saying to herself, why did I allow that person to do it to me?
Right.
So that's what's happening.
Why am I doing this? Why don't you stop me?
She's projecting that.
Very conflicted, Sarah.
Either way, I think you should videotape this stuff and put it on the internet.
I'm concerned about this relationship, but you seem happy for right now. You're 20.
Yeah, you're just having fun, but this is obviously not going to go anywhere.
Ooh, I hope not.
You need to find some really nice girl who likes you for you and...
Wears lipstick.
And who also lets you beat her. Okay? I think that's a good first call.
Jen, 21.
Hi,
Hello.
Jen. Hi, babe.
Hi, you guys.
What's up?
Okay, so it's kind of a strange question, but I'm on birth control, and I've been having sex with my boyfriend without for 4 months.
Woo! Winner! Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, condoms are just, it's a really big difference, you know?
What's that?
And, it's just a really big difference with, you know, without using them.
Yeah, as long as you both are having, are monogamous in this relationship and you know that he doesn't have any, or you don't have any STDs, then it could be okay.
I don't know about him. I hope not.
Well, wow. Well, if you don't know, make him wear a condom.
No, I really know. I do know. We're monogamous and we've been together for like 6 months now. But my question is...
All right, I'll go with that. Okay, go ahead. What's your question?
My question is, every time he comes inside of me, like maybe like 4 or 5 minutes later, weird burning. And I've been checked out. I don't have any STDs. I can't explain it by anything else. And I was reading something and it sounded like there's a potential... allergy to semen, and I thought that's really weird. Who can be allergic to sperm? But I wanted to know if there is.
I am, by the way. Keep it away from me.
That's just an aversion. That's not an allergy. No. Feels like an allergy.
I feel the need to run away.
So, Jen, there are allergic reactions to sperm that sort of can impede the sperm's ability to get up into the cervix and the uterus and stuff. There's sort of an immune attack, but. The actual allergy that people talk about, meaning it's called a histamine reaction, where the histamine's released and you cause, you know, swelling and burning and that kind of thing from the exposure to semen, is rather rare. Much more likely is that you're causing just some irritation from excessive
activity.
Well,
I mean, are you having sex for 4 hours and then he does his business in you?
We've gone for a while before. It can get rowdy.
but not that often, right? So you're saying
okay. But I just thought that's really weird that it would burn every time.
How long is it normally that you guys go at it?
Normally, on a normal night, like maybe 25, 30 minutes, which is...
That'll give you burning right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything more than 10 minutes can give you burning.
Let me just throw something out of here. Now,
why do you have to go to an allergy when you've got obvious... whatever. But
how about this? Do you guys get together like one day a week?
Oh, no, it's more than that. I mean, we've been together for 6 months and we still have sex 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay, well, then this shouldn't be happening then.
No. Yeah, if they're going that long, yeah, they shouldn't be having sex that long is what shouldn't be happening.
Yeah, making us look bad.
It doesn't happen until, I doesn't burn at all until after he's done. It's fine the whole time.
Correct, that's right. But the semen is irritating slightly and you've caused some irritation from all the friction and now you put something in there and it burns.
Is there any way to get around that besides?
Well, let me ask. What about wearing a going back to
condom or
one of those expensive condoms?
You can pull out. You can pull out, or you can slow down a little bit on the actual intercourse part.
Get one of those. I got an answer for you, Jen. Get one of those tattoos just right above your back, right above the butt. Give him some to aim for, and then no more burning.
Maybe I should get a big X marks the spot right here.
No, get something better than that. Get something kind of...
A big sun.
Yeah, something attractive. Something no one else has. Yeah, no one else has those. But anyway, I don't have an answer to that.
You've been checked out. The allergies really are unusual.
How long does the burning last?
And if you were just having had sex for 5 minutes and then this was happening, we'd be going down a different path. But 25, 30 minutes, that's plenty.
Even when it isn't that long, it still burns just as badly. And the burning doesn't hit until 3 or 4 minutes after we're done.
And how long does it last?
I don't know, 5-10 minutes, and usually I just like jump in the shower and rinse myself off and try and get rid of the sting. So, but then I read something that said that you can do like a gradual, like getting used to the semen allergies, like you can be exposed to it in large quantities or something.
What medical journal did you read this in?
Wow.
It sounds horrible. It was on the internet. Of course, you can't believe what you read on the internet, but...
Yeah.
I believe everything I read on the internet.
Oh, do you?
Just in case.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, all right. Well, you know what? Sounds like you've got it all under control there, Jay.
An allergy wouldn't get better with taking a shower either, but hot water does to reduce irritation, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So I wouldn't be so inclined. I mean, it's possible, but I wouldn't be going down that path especially.
Wow, that was, you know, maybe not the weirdest call, but it's certainly the grossest.
Yeah, she was so happy about it, too.
Certainly, gleeful.
Delightful. Yeah. Sky, 18.
The women put up with a lot.
They really don't have to.
If I was having sex with a girl and I was burning, I'm sorry. That relationship is over. Get out of the house. You're never doing that again.
If any of your friends had delivered a baby, your male friends, would the species go forward one?
No. We'd have no problems. You know what? If my pee hole felt like it was getting swabbed from having sex with a particular person, that relationship is over. I don't know how Jen can put up with that. It's just a simple thing. Guys will not put up with that. Women continue to put up. On behalf of guys, too.
It's not like it's for themselves.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Well, he wants to have sex for 25
minutes. It feels better for him, so I'm going to let him hit me over the head with that
mallet. Sky 18.
What's up?
Hi, Dr. Drew. I love you. You've helped me through so much stuff in my life. It isn't even funny.
Oh, God bless you. What's happening?
What's up?
Well, I just turned 18.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm a senior in high school.
Yeah, you're a senior in high school, then what?
Don't make fun of the way I talk, right?
All right, yeah. I love Puerto Rico.
And I've been through so much stuff since I was little.
What happened?
Like, I was in foster care.
Oof. Why were you taken out of the home?
My parents had a lot of substance abuse and all that happy mess.
In addition to being addicted, were they violent or chaotic or neglectful?
Towards each other.
How about to you?
Not really to us. We were.
Okay.
You were around a lot of scary stuff, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Were you ever sexually abused?
No. Well.
That came later.
Yeah.
That was a neighbor.
No. Right? When I was 14, I hung around with some people that really weren't the best people to be around.
Well, cool that you know that now. That's good. And then thank God it wasn't 9.
Okay. Yeah, are you taking any substances right now?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right this second.
Well, no. Have you been taking substances the last month?
Last month? No.
Yeah. No.
Good.
What substances have you been taking? You're not taking anything right now?
No.
You in recovery?
I've experimented. Like, never really nothing heavy. I've never...
All right. Okay.
Okay. So what's the deal?
What's the question?
Well, and I've had such this horrible bunch of junk just, like, piled on my plate.
Yes.
And I've always taken it like a trooper, but now I'm a senior in high school. I'm doing great. I passed my MCAS. I'm taking my ACT.
Pass your what?
MCAS. That's our... MCAS.
That's
what we have to take to graduate from high school.
Okay.
I passed it. So it's a really hard test.
Great. Well, that's good.
Teachers...
I can hear in your voice that even made you feel good. So go on.
This is all good.
I passed my MCAS, and I'm taking my ACT. And I'm applying for college, and I have a wonderful boyfriend, but right now it feels like everything is falling apart.
Yeah.
Like nothing's going to hold together, and everything's going to fall out from underneath me.
That is a very common feeling when you've been through this kind of chaos much of your life. Not only are you at risk for depression, not only will you probably have sort of post-traumatic stress type symptoms, but just inside you feel very fragile and fragmented, and when you're taking on a lot... It feels like you're barely holding it together.
Sky, I felt exactly the same thing when I finished Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo. I felt, what's going to happen now? Where am I going to get my marijuana? How am I going to leave
Amsterdam.
All legal prostitution? I mean, I don't... And so I know exactly what you're going through, Sky. You just have to suck it up. No, but you are... The thing is, sometimes you can't take it a day at a time or whatever. All you can do is just be present. And just, you're doing good. Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about the ACT. Seems like you're excited about this guy you have in your life. So what are you depressed about? What you think, how is it going to fall apart in your eyes?
I don't know. It's just it's going good for a while, and then everything just got kind of ripped up from underneath me, and I guess.
All right. Have you ever had therapy?
Yeah, continuously. Doesn't really
so you've
help.
Got, you, so you have a therapist now?
Yeah.
That's great.
That is great. And
can I get the number?
That is somebody that you should learn to lean on and take these feelings to. And because really what this ultimately is internal turmoil. You feel fragile and you are, in fact, very sort of fragmented inside. And so holding together a big apparatus on the outside feels overwhelming.
Okay, now, obviously, you know, Dr. Drew, I'm a professional actor.
Yeah,
so I know what I'm talking about for mental health and stuff like that. So here's the situation.
Go ahead. Had a little few experiences.
I've had a few experiences.
Most actors, right?
Here's the deal. There's some trauma. I admit that. Now, here's what I'm thinking with Skye from Massachusetts.
Yeah.
She's had this bad experience that did happen to her. I mean, the bottom did get dropped out from under her. She ended up going to foster care. And so... in the back of her mind, she's thinking that it A, going to happen again, or she'll just have the feeling it's happening when it's not happening.
There is that tendency to sort of expect the future to present itself. But the real issue here is when she was growing up, she didn't get what she needed to develop regulatory flexible systems so she can feel okay at moment to moment.
Yeah.
People that go through these kinds of histories can't regulate their feelings.
So in other words,
needs to rebuild that whole system.
Yeah, so she's got this thing where, sometimes it could be great, and then the next minute she's depressed and she can't get back to that feeling.
Exactly.
She doesn't have control over it. That's
interesting. Exactly. They get stuck in the duration and intensity of bad feelings are excessive, they're prolonged, and it makes people feel incompetent, and then their self-esteem drops. And
so
that's what therapy would do for her, just sitting there letting that person help. You literally, Skye, would use your therapist's brain as something to help heal your own and regulate your own.
To make you realize that the perception isn't the reality.
And real quickly, one more call with Danielle here, 17. This is specifically for Rob. Go ahead, Danielle.
Hi, Danielle.
What's
going on, hon?
When I go in the shower,
yeah,
I have the urge to go under the faucet.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, just
who's
having...
making you do that? Okay, go ahead.
No one's making me do that. This is really tempting. And
when I do that,
it feels really good. And for some reason, I'm just wondering why it feels better than sex.
Because you're how old are you?
17.
So, and how old are the guys you're with?
There's been a variety of ages.
All right. Wow, good for you. How old?
Yeesh.
Around your age?
I'm 17.
All right, now, how old are the guys?
There's been 20.
Give us the range. Oof.
There's been guys my age.
All right, first of all, Danielle, if you're sleeping with guys your age.
Yeah.
Honestly, getting hit on the head with a soccer ball is going to feel better than most of your sexual experiences because they don't know what they're doing. They're idiots at your age. So, of course, the shower is going to feel good. It lasts longer. It can actually stay in one area without moving around. It isn't so selfish trying to please itself. So it makes perfect sense at that shower head. What's the name of the shower head so we can give it some publicity? Is it a regular shower head? Is it something you got at Costco?
It's not the shower head. It's the faucet. On
she
the
likes
bottom.
Put, see that the
what?
Spigot, the faucet, the spigot. She had the bathtub.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
waterfall.
Good.
Yeah.
There's some good force there. You should feel good about that.
Danielle, it's fine, it's healthy, it's good, but the question here becomes, if sex is so unsatisfying to you, why all these different partners?
Yeah. I mean, that seems to be more interesting than the showerhead.
Right.
Or the faucet.
You'd rather be with the showerhead, yet you keep going on with all these
Who are these guys? And how many guys are you having unprotected sex?
Sometimes. Yes.
Oh, good. Well, then you're on your way. Good, why is that? What are you thinking about? Why are you having unprotected sex?
With different guys.
I don't know. Just sometimes we don't really have the time to get the condom.
Definitely. It's up to him, isn't it, really?
Why don't you pack condoms? Why don't you keep them with you, A? And B, why all the different guys if it's so unsatisfying? Come on. What is that?
I don't know why a lot of guys.
How many guys?
Like 7.
Why don't we knock it off and maybe you try to find a relationship? How about that?
Yeah, I mean, how long do you go out with this guy until you have sex with him? Is it the first date?
No, rarely.
I've never done that,
actually. No.
You've never done that?
I think the shortest amount of time before I've had sex with someone was probably about a month.
Okay.
All right. Well, that sounds
a little
like there's a tad bit of self-esteem creeping its way into your system.
By the way, one of the great ironies of humans is that women with very low self-esteem have sex with lots of guys.
Yeah.
Guys with very high self-esteem have sex with lots of girls.
Wow.
That's well proven.
I love that. But, you know what, though? I still don't understand in this day and age the thing about the condoms.
No condoms, I know.
I don't understand. Like,
it's hard, huh?
Listen, you know what we're going to do, Danielle? You should get, like, let your left armpit hair really grow really long, and then I want you to get a needle and thread, and I want you to take, like, a six-pack of condoms, a six-pack, and just sew them into your armpit hair. So you always have it there. You'll always have it.
It's good times.
You know?
That's good. All right. And here's the deal, though, is that she needs to really think about all these different partners. She needs to be practicing safe sex.
Or have a relationship. I mean, it seems like, you know, even a month. I mean, just, you know, go out to a movie. Go, you know, do something. There's more to life than, you know.
Agreed. And in the meantime, stick with that spigot. Forget about the guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Much more satisfying.
You know what? You're on to something there.
Yeah,
stick with the spigot and just try to have a relationship without a guy without banging him, okay? Just for 2 months. Mix it up.
That voice, the gentleman advising that young 17-year-old not to bang guys, is Rob Schneider. He is Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, out on DVD Tuesday, November 29th.
Woo!
You guys know him from Eight Crazy Nights, Waterboy, Big Daddy, Little Nicky, Hot Chick, Deuce Bigelow's Mr. D, as it keeps going on Saturday Night Live, of course. And up next, Benchwarmers, which tested very well yesterday.
Yes, that's the rumor,
I'm looking forward to that. So we're going to take a little break here. I'll be back with Rob Schneider after this.
Excuse me?
Loveline's coming back in a minute.
Yo, don't go nowhere.
Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. And just to recap here, Rob Schneider's in the studio, and we've learned prostate massage is good.
Yeah.
Condoms good.
Condoms good.
Excess body hair bad.
Yes.
Other men having touched any females bad.
Bad, bad. How about
pretty good sense of trauma when somebody's traumatized, what happens?
I'm kind of into it.
You're
also, water faucet,
right?
Water spigot, or
good.
Whatever it is. Good.
Spigot
good.
Better than J.O., 17-year-old males.
That last girl, yes, we got it from Bed Bath & Beyond, or just from checking.
Got it. Talked her off the air, got that straightened out. It's good. I thought it was Speakman. Shane, 26. Shane?
Hi, Shane. Denver? Shane in Denver? You still there?
Let's then go to Jason, 25. Jason?
Hey, Jason, what's up, man?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
What's up?
You're in Oklahoma. What's going on over there?
Nothing. It's Oklahoma.
Okay. Managing to miss some of those tornadoes that ripped through the Midwest yesterday?
Really?
A bunch of them.
Wow. I got to start watching the news.
What's going on there, buddy?
What's going on there?
Well, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know if it's just because I'm insecure or what the deal is. But everybody I ever date, I even to a point of being paranoid, I think I'm getting cheated on all the time.
You think you are, or are you?
Well, I mean, every girl I have dated, except for the one I'm dating now, and one girl I dated in the past, has cheated on me. I mean, and I was married for 4 years.
Well, give this one time. I mean, it's early in the relationship. It's early in it. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to get her to introduce her to some hotter guys, some hotter guy friends of yours. And you want her to cheat, or I'm sorry, I wasn't getting where you're going with this.
No, I it's like in just paranoid in the back of my mind. I can't get rid of the thought that something's going on.
Yeah, you started out by saying it was nearly to the point of paranoia, and now it's kind of looking like it is purely
really
paranoia.
So have they cheated on you or not?
Do what?
Have these your last girlfriend cheat on you?
Yes.
After you broke up or while you were dating?
While we were dating.
What happened?
While you were dating.
What happened?
Okay.
What's the circumstance?
Well, it was kind of like a rebound girl after my divorce, and it lasted only about a month or two, but she was sleeping with one of my best friends.
Okay.
And when I'd been married, I mean, I've got two kids with my ex-wife,
mm-hmm.
and she told me that there was a point where she wasn't even sure that the first one was mine.
Oof.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to...
Could be cultural. Could be.
Okay, well, stop that way. Jeez. Okay, look, Jason's got this thing now. I've got a theory about this, Dr. Drew.
I'm
now,
listening.
If I'm attracted to the same kind of women. The
you
same,
do?
Yeah, yeah. I find myself like there's certain...
You like cheating women.
Common, well, no. Not the same as him. I'm saying the same kind
of
women.
Oh, you go for
the same...
Yes,
I find myself...
Right.
I can actually hear the voice of a woman I'm with That sounds just like the woman I dated, you know, 10 years ago.
Yes, yes.
So there's some commonalities.
Who's just like mom.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. But there's some things, though, that, like, if you put me in a room with 100 women, I will find the woman that has the same problems as the girls I've had that I like.
Yes.
So, I mean, Jason, you are attracted to these women who are messed up, and you're getting something out of this, or this is what you're used to. That's what you seek out.
It's the only constant in your equations here, which is Jason.
You
are the only thing that is the constant. And if you're ending up in the same situations with the same kind of people, with the same kind of outcome, it's because of you.
It's your behavior or something. You're looking for this. I mean, if you found a girl who probably wouldn't cheat on you, you probably
wouldn't
go out with her.
I'm
not going to go out with her. I don't know if she's going to cheat on you. You're either going to sleep with my best friend or you're out of here.
So what type is that, Rob, for you?
What type is that?
Well, the type you need, I don't know. What gets under your skin?
Well, what do I like? I like the quiet girl who's a
broken.
It was a little crazy. I like
kind of like
the crazy artist kind of thing. I like that.
So I
like to be the nurturer.
You like to take care, like to codependency, like take care of folks, that kind of
thing. Absolutely.
But now you like to be entertained by somebody who's like entertaining to be around?
Sometimes, yeah. When they're sober.
How do you know when you found that? What is it? What do you feel? Do you have any sense of what they're feeling?
I feel like comfort level.
Is it a sexual attraction?
Absolutely.
That kind of thing becomes sexually appealing right away.
Right away.
And I think that's what most guys are sort of wired to do.
I'm wired that way. I prefer to be in a healthy relationship, to be honest with you.
So does Jason.
Yeah, but however, you're attracted to who you're attracted to, but the only way to change your behavior is to change your behavior.
Wait, so write that down.
Yeah.
Rob Shack.
You can show me. I'm a professional actor.
The only way to change
I'm here to
your
give out advice.
Is to change your paper.
You have to change the way you're reacting.
You're absolutely right. And here's the deal, Jason. One sort of clue that I think people can actually manage is you're going for women that do flip your cookie. The stuff that you find very exciting, guess what, happens to be the women that also cheat. So what you got to do is go for sort of what Jason likes light.
Yeah,
somebody
you know
not
what?
Quite so exciting, but you know they'll still be some of those same
elements.
There's
going to be a girl
like.
Who you wouldn't look at twice because the chances are she'd be loyal to you, okay? And she wouldn't sleep with your best friend while you were in your pickup truck trying to see if your radio was working.
Where is that? Speaking of the radio working, where is it? There we go. Thank you.
However, I just put this in the category of take care of yourself, make your own life better. You got two kids to worry about. Worry about them instead of. You know, and make your life better, and then hopefully you'll attract somebody better in your life. I don't know.
I agree. Let's try now talking to Shane once again, who's 26. Shane?
What's going on? Can you hear me?
We hear you. That's
hey,
right.
Shane, what's going on?
Rob, you rock, man. I like all your movies, dude.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My issue is all my guy friends think I'm insane. I've always had a reputation, I would say, of being sexually open. As far as like all the girls I've been with previously, I've had threesomes and I've always been okay with that.
Different than everybody else.
Yeah, I'm not sure that goes under the category of openness.
Unless the threesome is including one is a Saint Bernard, another one's a guy, and one's a turtle.
You're open, man.
You're the most open guy of all the people we know.
I agree with you.
You're too open.
Okay, well.
One of them's a pile of ants, the other one's a sheep, and.
The girl
one's a koi fish
for 2 years and I'm really into her. She was when we started dating, she was really modest and quiet and
sure.
I kind of
had to go ahead and ruin that, didn't you, Shane?
Yeah, I kind of changed her a little. I opened her up to being, you know, talk. She wasn't a real talker or anything and I've always been real aggressive with that. Not aggressive, but really into talking and fantasy and, you know, be open and don't worry about it, just say what you think. So I opened her up to that, and she really got into it. Well, now she's kind of I'm in love with the girl. I've asked her to marry me. I want to marry her. I'm starting to calm
down. You sound like you guys are going to have a great relationship. I got great feelings for you guys.
All right.
Let me know which trailer park.
I'm starting to calm down a little bit. And now she's
thank you.
Progressive.
Okay, okay. What's your question there, Shane?
Now she's wanting a threesome with
that music going.
Okay. She wants a threesome. Please tell me it's with a guy in there. Threesome.
No, she wants a threesome with another girl. And
okay, I mean, that's not what you want though, right? You want the pile of ants and a
but
Saint Bernard.
I don't want it, but I think it's going to cause problems with her after it happens. I think.
How's it been for you in these other relationships when you had threesomes?
It sounded like those all went very well.
Well, yeah, but that's what she said. Well, why would you do it with him when you won't do it with me? The thing is, I didn't love those girls. I was just there for, you know, while I was there.
And also, I absolutely do. And
that makes sense. That's the first thing that's made sense.
Yeah, and realize that probably those relationships weren't going to work out in the first place, but certainly having the threesome didn't make things better, did it?
No, I mean, it's going to
makes it worse.
You know, it's going to cause doubt later.
Was alcohol or any other drugs involved during these threesomes?
No, I mean, not every time.
not every time.
Not every second of every time.
Not every time. I mean,
what is this girl's?
Down a little bit, and I'm ready to settle down and be married, and I don't want my wife.
All right, here's the deal. Your instinct is excellent. Do not do this with this woman. However, what is her family of origin? What was her childhood like? A lot of chaos?
From what I can understand, from what I see of it, her family seems pretty normal. I mean,
all right, I would just examine carefully what it was that's causing her to ask for this threesome.
It's all he ever talks about.
Yeah,
and she wants to please him. She wants to please him, and she's blah blah blah. Please him.
Such
blah, blah,
a bad instinct, though, Shane. Your understanding of what this will do your relationship is keen. It's good. It will ruin it. This is a woman you love. Don't sacrifice the relationship to that. All right. This is Jamie, 21. Jamie, you're on the air.
Jamie, LA. What's
here
up?
We go.
Hi.
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 Jamie, please turn the radio off. Screeners, you guys have got to tell them to turn the radio off.
Okay, what's going on, Jamie? Jamie, come on, what's going on?
Yeah, so I had a question about herpes.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
I don't know, I found something and it seems like a wart or something, but I can't tell what it was.
Well, that would be a wart then.
Okay.
Warts look like warts.
You narrowed it down.
Is it like,
herpes
I don't know.
Herpes look like blisters?
Huh?
Is that like herpes? Like I found something and I never saw that before. And then I don't know. Suddenly,
what color is it?
I don't know. I can't see.
Jamie, all right, that's
Jamie,
good.
Jamie. It's like talking to primitive man here. Jamie, listen.
Fire good, herpy bad, sore new spot, not seen before, where come from, strange spot, not wanted on genitalia, why spot start there, me no like spot itch and hurt, me paranoid about spot, me want spot go away.
Does it itch and hurt?
It doesn't itch. It doesn't hurt.
Okay. Listen carefully. Okay, Jamie, stop talking and just listen.
Okay.
Herpes look like ulcers or blisters, like a cold sore on your mouth.
You ever burn your finger? Burn your finger?
I never had one on my mouth or my finger or nothing.
All right, Jamie. All right. Don't stop talking. Just stop talking and just take it in. It's an ulcer or a blister that hurts and burns. That is not what you're describing. You're describing a wart. A wart is the most common virus of STDs amongst STDs. About 50% of people your age have this thing.
50%?
Yeah. But there's going to be a vaccine out for this for those of you that want to have sex with Jamie in the future.
But it's too late for Jamie.
Too late for Jamie
because she's got it right now. She's got the wart. She's won the wart, the genital wart lottery. Jamie, you're a winner.
We call it the wart award.
What do we have for her? We have reoccurring warts to come in her future. We have it in her bloodstream for the rest of all her life.
Some of them are forever, and those are the ones that tend to be causing cervical cancer. But you need to go have a pap smear and take care of any precancerous lesions.
Let's get Jamie back. Jamie, will you go to the doctor?
I've been to one a couple months ago. I've been with my
doctor. All right. Did you have this thing when you saw the doctor?
No, but I've been
okay,
with my
Jamie.
Boyfriend for a year and a half, and he has never had sex before he's been with me.
All right, he's lying. Jamie, he's a liar.
Well, no, it could be. It could be Jamie has had sex before, and Jamie, you could have picked this up from one of the other guys and just...
But it's a lot more fun to think that the guy's a liar.
Hadn't manifest until now. You need to go back and get this looked
Jamie,
at to see what it is.
Will you go to the doctor?
I want to.
There you go.
Will you? Why don't you? Why won't you?
I try to make an appointment, and they're like, we can't see you for a month, and they don't call me for a confirmation. And
then Planned Parenthood.
There's a clinic.
Go to Planned Parenthood.
You're in L.A. They got clinics. Just go down there. Try not to get killed when you're in the area.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Go to a doctor. Jamie, will you go to a doctor?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Jamie.
He want wart stop.
Wart weird, me no like wart, me like fire, me like food, me no like wart.
Primitive man getting an STD.
Jamie, go see the doctor. Rob Schneider in here with us tonight, his litany of accomplishments. 50 First Dates. Deuce Bigelow, European Gigolo, coming out DVD.
And I just got the book, and I've been carrying it with me, and I literally haven't had, I've just
my book.
Been able to crack it. Your great book,
you
Cracked. Putting Broken Lives Together Again.
Just read about 50 pages, you'll like it.
Okay, I love the last book. Now, but what is the essence of the book, and what is it about putting broken lives together again, and can that work?
Yeah, it's a story. It's a life
struggle, right?
Oh, yes. But really what this is, it's a story about codependency, so you'll like it. You'll love it.
I'm a codependent.
And it's a story about fixing traumatized, broken women with addiction and what it feels like to try to do that when you're codependent. So it's a fictionalized story, but it's based on things that I see over and over and over and over again in my practice. So
I want to read that.
Yeah. So Rob Schneider's in here.
Dr. Drew.
He will have read my book by tomorrow night. I'm sure of that. Phone number here, 1-800-LOVE-191. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
Yep. Love Line will be back.
Glad to hear it.
Rob Schneider here on Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191. He's coming into sharper and sharper focus with each day.
I'm getting it. You know what, Doctor? We just mentioned something on commercial break, talking about getting over things. With things like, because you'll have the ups and downs in life. A normal person will have it. I say normal persons are relatively maladjusted like me. However, there are people out there that can get stuck or they can't remember that, you know, they don't go back to that good time or they're not allowed to, and they'll wallow in this.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty common.
It's pretty common. Again, if you've not had what you need growing up in order to build a flexible system that integrates and regulates in your brain, you get stuck. Your brain won't do it.
And so as an adult, you have to kind of build that.
To build it, and we build it. There's very little attention is given to this in our culture, but it's built off of relationships with other people.
Yeah, okay.
That's how our brains build. And so when I'm not talking about sex, I'm talking about relationships.
Yeah.
And sex, in fact, doesn't build, because sex, you're just using those arousal mechanisms again to try to feel good in the moment. So let's, okay, I'm going to refocus what I've learned about Rob. I'm learning so much about
sense.
Him now. Also, girls that are kind of codependency, a little poorly. Okay, Collie, 828.
Hey, gentlemen, Rob, love you and the hot chick.
Thank you.
By the way, that really was a good film.
Well, thank you.
I think I've told you, I've listened to it 37 times because it plays in my kids, you know, I'm driving the car, my kids play it behind me. And I love some of the stuff in that.
Well, thank you. Tom Brady, it was his baby, and we just wrote it together. It was funny, but we were both kind of comfortable with, that's a risky part.
Great premise.
Well, it is, you know, the idea of a guy who just has to convince people he's a girl. I felt comfortable playing it. The one thing was great is that whether critics liked it or hated it, not one said they didn't believe me as a woman. So that to me was a gigantic artistic achievement.
Amazing.
So, well, thank you for that. I appreciate it, Coley.
Thank you.
So what's your question?
My question actually has to do with you. Like 10, 15 years ago, you know, you're working class stiff, you're getting into the industry and comedy and stuff, and you date a certain level of girl. And,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, no, you're right. Being all of 5'5", you know.
Right.
Great ass, though. That's another part we figured out last night.
Very nice,
Rob,
firm buttocks.
Filipino ass.
Yeah, Rob, I look just like you. You know, and I'm a fairly okay, good-looking guy, or I'm cursed, one of the two. But now that you've become, you know, very successful, famous, the level of girl, you're getting beautiful, stunning models wanting to spend time with you. What is that like?
Wow. Okay.
Wow, you're really desperate.
Wow.
A desperate plea to tell him what it is like.
Well,
please, what is that like?
I will email you some photos, so they're very nice. Well, I tell you, well, you know what? I will say that when you become famous, the women who wouldn't have anything to do with you suddenly are interested in you. It's just, you know, the thing is, if you want
that. How do you feel about that, though? Doesn't it feel a little bit disingenuous?
Oh, I have to admit,
like
you know.
Do not trust it very well?
Yeah. But then at the same time, remember when I was breaking up with one of my old girlfriends, she said to me, Rob, women are only going to go out with you now because you're famous. And I went, yeah, and the problem is?
Right.
That's it's like, hey, I know me. I'm not enough just as me. I need to be famous. But when it comes
down... No, that's the way guys are. Guys are, well, if I have sex, what difference does it make? As long as I get more and better sex, that's great.
But honestly, I found the women that I've really liked the most have not been like the absolute like hottest to me. So the women who had the best sense of humor. Because you cannot be, whether, I don't care, you know,
wasn't his question. That wasn't what you like best. Just what's it like to have
It's awesome. No, but you know, the thing is, let me tell you something. You don't have to be famous to get unbelievably hot women. And that's just a fact. I remember
you have
like,
to be a rock star.
Yes.
You have to be a rock star.
You have to be a rock star. But let me tell you, honestly, women, smart women, so I'm talking smart, beautiful women, and there are a few of them out there, believe me. They're actually more than you think. Women, and Henry Miller said this, women have the ability to overlook this thing that men get hung up on, beauty. Mm-hmm. And if you're a strong, artistic man that has a confidence about that, you're going to get women you never thought you had. So if you're living your life, and if you're, and I mean this, I'm not just saying, you don't have to be famous, but if you are having an interesting life, it's going to attract people, and you just, you know, if that's something that you want. But at the end of the day, you know, beauty gets old, man. You're going to want somebody that you can hang, you can only have sex for so long during the day, and then you're going to have to hang out with the person. And that's the thing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, yes, there's some really hot looking women that have totally...
that you could not have gone out with ever when you were...
Absolutely
had nothing to do with you earlier.
Nothing to do with me.
But it has. Those aren't the people you're having relationships with, is the point.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They're not making you happy.
Well, you know what? And also, honestly, supermodels all have problems. Let me just tell you, they all have the thing, whether it's, you know, they think they're something's wrong with their belly button or something, it's an innie, it's when they want an Audi or whatever it is. Everybody has their problem. And my buddy Max Bream, great prop guy, one of my best buddies, he said, show me the hottest supermodel in the world, I'll show you a guy who's sick of her crap. You know, everyone has their problem. It gets old or whatever. So it may look great on the outside, but it really is.
We got to take yet another break. The phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And we'll be back to recap what we've learned about Rob Schneider.
Love Line will be right back.
Love Line will be right back.
They just don't let everybody on?
Not everyone gets on the air.
So they just you actually screen these
there
phone
calls? There are two diligent young folks
they don't
just at the
call
other
through?
End. They screen them.
You mix them up like the boys and girls?
Yeah, the boys and girls, ages, that kind of thing. It's Love Line 1-800-LOVE-191. That voice you hear is Rob Schneider. And Rob is coming into exquisite focus for us now. Really
Am
learning
I?
Who Rob is. Yeah, yeah. We've learned that you don't like body hair.
No.
Don't like women that have been touched or played by other men or any evidence of other men having been in the vicinity.
But occasionally think about it.
Not into supermodels.
No.
And Speakman showerheads, number one.
Yeah.
On your list. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. Condoms good. Mom, tough and tough.
Strong mom.
Strong and tough.
Strong mom.
Prostate massage good.
Good. Well, you know, be open to it.
Codependent to entertaining women, shall we say.
Absolutely.
And in women that can entertain. Okay.
You got me, man.
That's in 1 hour. So let's see what we
can
learn
good.
In this
You're
next
good.
Hour.
You should do this professionally.
This is Jackie, who's 21. Jackie, what's going on?
Hey, Jackie.
Hey.
What's up?
I wanted to know when a male's penis stops growing.
About age 21, but why? What are you getting at?
Well, like, if it's, like, kind of little right now, it's not going to get any bigger if they're 23.
How old is the guy you're banging?
23.
How little is it?
It's like an inch. Three. Like on a tape measure, it goes up to number three.
Number three, meaning 3 inches, three centimeters.
What are we talking here? Hello, Jackie.
What's the question?
I forget it. Is it like your pinky?
Yeah. No, like your middle finger.
Your middle finger. All right.
Yeah.
That's about it.
What's wrong with that, Jackie? What, do you have a problem with that?
Yeah.
How's the girth on it? Come on, let's talk, Jackie. Is it thick enough for you? Does it please you?
No, it's like
it doesn't,
a
huh?
I think I've just learned something else about Rob Schneider.
Girth, good.
No, the middle finger thing.
Okay.
You seem a little outraged that you would think the middle finger was...
What's wrong with the middle finger? There's nothing wrong.
So,
Okay. Oh, did I just do
that? Yeah,
oh,
I did.
Okay. Let me put her back on.
Oh, you're on.
Well, okay. Now, Jackie is going out with a guy who's a really tiny penis, and it's bugging her.
How dare you? Little tiny middle finger. She said that's big
What's
enough for anybody.
Wrong with
that? What you said, Rob?
So are you Jackie?
Yeah.
So he does he whip it out and try to hurt you with it?
No.
Again, I think I've learned a little something here about how the compensation for the middle finger goes.
So, Jackie, okay. you're not satisfied sexually?
No.
They're actually, believe it or not, Rob, you're going to love this.
What's that?
There is an operation for this. And that's
no.
No, just so you know, I'm not recommending it.
Guys, this is a bad idea for
I
guys.
Agree with you. But I scrubbed in on one of these surgeries, and what they do is they cut the tendon that holds the penis to the pubic bone. They have the guys wear a weight for a couple weeks after, and it pulls it out about an inch. And then they pull the skin down and sew in basically cadaver tissue. It looks like a Pop-Tart. Gives them another inch or so of girth.
Wow, all that for another inch.
Oh, yeah, but
Jackie's not happy because the middle finger isn't doing it for
her. Well, Jackie, do you like the guy other than that? Does he make you laugh?
No, he kind of has bad breath, too.
All right, what? What's not to love about?
I don't know how to go about saying that. Like,
how about you just sort of avoid this guy a little bit and not be available for dates?
This guy, you know what? There are other men on the planet you can go out with.
Yeah, I don't think you should, nor should you really destroy this guy with continuing to think that he's sort of inadequate
Let me just ask this.
Yeah.
Jackie, do you make him feel bad about the size of his penis? You go, what is that? Where's the rest of it? Good Lord. Not all you're packing, mister? Good gosh. Do you make him feel bad?
No.
Do you talk about it?
No.
Just with her friends.
Please, put that away. Use your pinky. Give me something I can feel.
Now, Jack, you just sound unhappy with this guy and frustrated.
Go out with somebody else.
But it's unfortunate that it has to be based on purely physical dimensions, but there you go. Heather, 23.
Stuff happens. She's 21. She's an idiot.
Heather.
Heather, what's up?
Hi.
What's going on?
Okay, so, first of all, how are you guys?
Good. How old are you, Heather? Because you sound like you're 4.
I'm 23.
8. Okay, something happened when she was 8.
What?
Did you have a problem when you were 8 years old?
No, I had no
Your parents divorced? Parents divorced?
Yes.
All right. When did that happen? How old are you when that happened?
When my mom was first divorced, I was 2 and a half, and then she remarried. Dad adopted me, and they divorced when I was a freshman in high school.
Perfect.
14.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so it's a lot of chaos in the family, right?
That would make you regress to being 14, sounding like a 14-year-old. So what's going on?
I've been dating a guy for a year and a half. We dated for a while, took a break. We've been dating consecutively for 6 months. And I'm wondering why, guys typically have a big sex drive, and I kind of feel neglected a little.
What is he good for? What's he looking for?
Yeah, what happens? How often are you guys doing it?
Well, not every time we hang out. I don't know.
Okay.
A few times a month.
Ooh, that's a little low for 6 months in a relationship with 20-year-olds. Is he on any medication?
No.
Has he
got
any?
Not an alcoholic.
Any drugs or anything?
He smokes a lot of pot.
That'll shut you down pretty good, Heather. That pot will really shut people down.
Pot will change your what's important in your life away from what really is important.
It's true.
Sex.
It's true. They get that same sort of nurturance, fuzzy feeling from the pot, and they're not really interested in much else.
Yeah, it does lower your sex drive. Huh?
Absolutely, it makes you depressed eventually, and does lower the sex drive, and really sort of. It shuts it down, really. You're not interested in it because you're interested in what the pot does.
How much pot is a guy smoking?
A lot.
Okay. Right. Well, then that kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Can I ask? Heather, can I ask a question?
Yes.
What do you like about this guy? I mean, he's smoking pot like there's...
Her dad was an alcoholic marijuana addict, see?
Was your dad smoking and drinking? Stepdad?
Well, my stepdad?
Yeah.
No.
How about your real dad?
He was actually cocaine dealer, alcoholic.
From way downtown, Dr. Drew sinks it from 40 feet.
That's what makes her love that kind of thing.
So you kind of, you're used to this kind of guy who is kind of not there.
I haven't seen my biological father since I was like 4, though.
Yeah, but that stuff gets set in cement in your brain. That's sort of your sense of what you love and what you feel close to and what that's dad. And when you go out looking for dad again, that's your sense of what that is. That's locked into your brain. You have to kind of break that.
But I don't think I'm looking for that in him because he doesn't do coke or anything. He doesn't.
Heather, if you weren't looking for that kind of thing, you wouldn't put up with this crap.
Heather, he's a guy who only wants to have sex with you once a month. That's not normal. What do you like about him? Can I ask you that?
Yes, everything. Everything else. He is
what?
Athletic. He snowboards. I snowboard. We have so much in common, like politically, emotionally. Our families are alike. You know, we're both originally from the same state, which is not Colorado. And, I mean, just everything.
Sounds like a deep, meaningful relationship.
Yeah, I don't know, Heather. You do what you do. I would urge you to look, maybe
find another guy who's not smoking pot out of every orifice.
Yeah. Here's the deal. You can ask him to stop smoking pot. He will not be able to. Yeah, with that old 12-step help.
And then he'll leave you.
You can go to therapy and or 12-step codependency recovery. And maybe take a good look at this. You clearly want to be in this relationship. You clearly have a lot of things you drive that are of benefit. Or
you guys have so much in common.
Value.
You both snowboard. You're both from a different state.
Right.
You have so many things in common.
These are all the things that bring soulmate to mind.
I mean, it's just you're perfect for each other from what I've heard.
Yeah.
He smokes pot every day. You have sex once
Your
a month.
Your dad was a cocaine addict. He's
That's
a marijuana addict.
12 it's times like a year. I mean, it sounds like, Heather, you have it all figured out.
But I think a little talking cure might give you some perspective on what you're doing here. And maybe it's something that'll give you the opportunity to set limits with him to get him to stop smoking pot so you can carry on normal sex life.
You deserve to have a guy you're happy with.
This is an amazing question. This is Sarah, who's 23. Sarah?
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you guys?
We're good. What's happening?
What's up, babe?
Okay.
Where are you from?
I'm from up in California.
Where is that? Northern California?
No, it's near Redland,
it's
Riverside.
Southern California, right? But yes, right in Riverside.
I've never heard of Upland.
You've never been to Upland?
No, I've never been to Upland.
If you drive to Palm Springs, you drive through Upland.
It's a little bit north of Chino in Ontario.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There we go.
What's going on?
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for about the past 6 months, and everything sexually has been pretty good, pretty amazing. I enjoy it. I love him very much. Well, about 5 days ago, he brings up this thing that he needs to have bacon in the room now when we're sexually active, and that's the only way that he can, I guess, climax or orgasm. And I asked him why when we were talking about it, and all he was saying was about something about the smell. He doesn't eat it. He doesn't use it when we're having sex. He doesn't do anything like that.
He has not been able to have an orgasm to this point with you?
Yes, for the past 4 or 5 days.
Yes, he cannot.
You've been going out with him and everything was fine. And all of a sudden he says, I can't have an orgasm anymore unless I have bacon in the room.
Yes, and I just don't understand.
I use that. Wait a minute. Let me just push the blue button here. I've used that to break up with chicks.
Really? Oh, yeah.
I have like,
you
hey,
say
baby,
something
I'm
freak
sorry.
Him out?
You know what? I can't have sex anymore unless there's a roasted pig at like 500 degrees in the living room while we're having sex. And otherwise we're out of here.
Being cooked by a clown.
Yeah, I mean, I can't.
Otherwise, that's it.
Unless, you know, we...
Rodeo clowns, specifically.
Unless you burn your house down, I just can't have sex with you anymore. I just can't do it anymore. No, I think he's trying to break up with you. This whole bacon. I like the choice of bacon.
Really? Making bacon?
Because it's an interesting choice.
Well, it's sort of a little symbolic here.
Is
his
name George Costanza, maybe? Is it
interesting. So, Sarah, now, is it the bacon cooking, or what is the bacon doing? Is it just a package of bacon?
It's cooked, and it's just sitting on a plate next to the bed.
Is his name George?
What?
Is his name George?
No, his name's not George.
Okay. Anderson, you want to ask some questions?
No, George Costanza.
I know, but...
Is this a Seinfeld episode?
Yes. Sarah?
Well, no, in an episode, George he wanted to eat while having sex because he liked them both so much.
I see.
All right, so what did you say about the bacon?
I said okay, but now that I'm not getting any more answers about it, I'm kind of freaked out, and I just want to...
Have you done it?
How was it?
I guess fine. It just smelled like bacon. I don't know. I just thought it was weird. I was weirded out.
Did he perform differently with the bacon in the room?
I guess. I mean, he climaxed, and it was great.
And he'd never climaxed before with you?
Yes, he has.
I am back to Rob's theory.
You know what? I think it's an interesting way to break up with you. I think he wants to get rid of you. And if the bacon, if that doesn't do it, he's going to, you know, come up with something else.
I need a shower after this bacon
call. I need
call,
your so. Mom to be in the room. Otherwise, I can't have an orgasm.
I can't.
I need your mom to hold me while we're having sex. I need your grandpa to put his hand on my skirt. I need to wear a skirt and have your grandpa touching me. Otherwise, I can't do it with you anymore, Sarah.
There are weird associations people get into, but, you know, and he what's weird is that typically have trouble orgasming without those associations.
Well, no, here's weird. Fine. Here's weird how Sarah puts up with that and didn't question it more.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there you go. That's weird.
That's
agreed.
Strange.
Cole 14, Germany or Florida? Hold on, Cole. We got a theme song here, Anderson?
Germany or Florida?
David Allen Greer.
Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida? Germany or Florida?
That's good.
Cole, here we go.
Hi. Okay.
Last night I was wrong, by the way.
Yeah, I was right.
What do you got?
I love your theme music. Okay. Police in Blank got a complaint for loud, violent music at 2 a.m.
Florida. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, when police arrived to the house, a suspicious man in all black saw the cop walking down the street and quickly turned around and quickly walked away. As the police went to the door, a man suddenly opened the door. As police started to talk to the man, another man came to the door holding a bag of pills and said, "Are you the guys who's here for the kiddie porn?" The men were arrested, and the house contained hundreds of hours of child porn and crystal meth.
Ew.
Florida. Cole, Germany or Florida?
What?
We say Florida.
Florida.
You tell us. Is it Germany or Florida?
Sorry, it's Germany.
Oh, crystal meth?
Yeah.
Well, people in Florida should be upset that's
loud,
Florida.
Violent music?
Laughing time is over.
All right, Cole, thank you.
Thank you, Cole. I love how nervous he was.
I know. That was a nice little break, though, so, okay.
And the man in the black was talking down, and he goes to the door.
You sound like the old Bee Gees.
And on the happy times, when I think of loneliness, and there was crystal meth, and it was not in Florida, but Germany.
Nyla 21.
What's up, Nyla?
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, I've had a lot of relationship problems in the past, and I just started a new relationship, and it's going really great, and things have been, like, completely awesome, but I can't shake this feeling that stuff is going to screw up, something's going to go wrong, because it always has in the past. I mean, I'll feel completely awesome in the beginning, and then, bam, it'll hit me.
How long have you been going out with him? Let me just guess.
I've been going out with him about...
Whoa. Let me guess.
I'll let you guess.
2 weeks.
No.
4 months.
How long? Five days.
2 months.
2 months.
2 months. Okay, I'm close. I'm in there. I'm in the ballpark.
Yeah.
So 2 months. It seems awesome.
If you take into account the history of the world.
Okay. All right. So, Nyla.
Yeah.
Now, how many days into it? How many days into it were you guys sleeping together?
How many days into it?
Yeah. I mean, when did you start sleeping with him?
A month.
A month?
You made him wait a month.
Yeah.
That's good.
That's probably why this is relationship's better than the other ones. Did you usually wait a month?
The other ones, I didn't even sleep with them.
Hell. Well, is this your first sexual relationship?
It's kind of hard for a guy to screw you over. You're not participating.
Not my first sexual relationship either.
Not your first.
Okay, wait a minute. No, this doesn't count. Okay, this is Nyla's saying she's been screwed over by guys, but you cannot say you've been screwed over by a guy unless you screw the guy.
Well, you know what?
It's not technically possible.
This is sort of one of the differences between men and women. Women look at intimacy, men look at the physical part. In other words, if the relationship has not been consummated, like, for instance, you must have seen Adam Sandler's film Spanglish.
Yeah.
Remember when he found out she'd been cheating and he sat there in the bed going, "Did you sleep with him? Did you do it?
Yeah.
For guys, that's the line in the sand. He either put his penis in you or he did not.
Yeah.
We can tolerate just about everything else.
Right, yeah.
Women, they don't care about that. They were like, did you love her? Did you love her? Were you saying sweet things to her? They don't care about the sex.
Well, then let's find out. I'm going to get your theory here. I'm going to push the button 6. Now, Nyla, how did these guys, you said screw you over. How did they screw you over?
Well, the first one, I was in a relationship with him for a month. Well, not a month. A year and a half, actually.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was
this story's
raped.
Changing. Huh?
And I was raped. And I told him that I cheated on him because I couldn't remember. And
Whoa! We can't follow this. You were raped by who?
I was raped by a coworker.
And what do you mean you cheated on him?
Well, I couldn't.
She didn't want to tell the guy.
It was very fuzzy in my head, and I told him. Why?
Why was it very fuzzy?
Because I couldn't, I was having a hard time, like, when I remembered it, I only remembered certain parts of it, just like little flashes and stuff.
Were you loaded?
No, I wasn't loaded.
Were you drugged or you mentally blocked it out?
I was not anything. I shut down when it happened.
All right, well, that means you'd been abused as a child. That shutdown experience is something that kind of gets indoctrinated into your brain very, very early. So what happened when you were little?
My father was kind of alcoholic, and I was abused a little, but it wasn't much. It's stopped now, but...
Well, it had to have been enough to teach you that whole shutdown experience, that whole what we call dissociation.
And attract guys who do the same thing.
Right. And then because Dad was so abusive and let you down so badly, you got to go after those guys and get let down again.
However, did you go to therapy for this?
I did for a while, but I was I don't know, it just didn't work out for me. I didn't trust the lady.
All right, that's, again, another very bad sign. Okay. The fact that you can't trust people who are there just to help you.
Well, she doesn't trust the person because you're not hearing what she wanted to hear.
She doesn't trust anybody. Yeah, okay. This is the point. She doesn't trust anybody.
Well,
she doesn't trust
like
your boyfriend.
She's trying to turn me against my family. Like,
well, maybe, you know what? Let me tell you something. Well, let me push the blue button here so now I can shut the heck up. There is a time to not trust your family when they are abusive and dangerous to you. Yeah. There is a reason, you know what, if your father has been abusive, and it sounds like you're thinking now that he's okay because he's not
abusive. Yeah.
But that abuse is still there. And there's a therapist who's a professional therapist is going to tell you things. Sometimes they can tell you not what you want to hear.
Right.
But they'll tell you things. Say, listen, this behavior, this bad behavior that's happening to you, that's ruining your life, if you continue to associate with these people who do the same behavior, you're going to ruin your life.
Right.
And that's not what you wanted to hear. What did you want the therapist to say to you?
What I wanted was for me to actually be able to feel happy again and not to, like, I was living in this point where I couldn't feel sad, but I couldn't feel happy either. It was
All right. I'm going to cut you off again now. Nyla. Life is not about feeling happy. Life is about learning. Life is about, now, you're going to have to, like, and life is about dealing with your problems. You need to deal with this problem and learn from this thing and move on to this. Because what's happening is you're going to create more situations like this. Dr. Drew will talk, because I'm a professional actor, you know what I'm saying. You're going to create more situations and repeat the same behavior over and over and over again until
Correct.
You deal with this.
In fact, I think when you do open more to what's actually going on in the home, I think you'll see what Dad perpetrated was actually quite a bit more than you're willing to admit right now. So, we're going to take another break. And just to recap, let's see. Mother, tough. Prostate massage, good. Other man, bad. Codependency to interesting women, good. Supermodels, bad.
Yeah.
Speakman showerheads, good. Condoms, good. Small penis, good. Swinging
thick.
The small penis around. Thick penis, swinging around like a giant penis, good. Okay, with that, we'll take a break and be right back.
Woo! Hotline is
coming back. Call 1-800-LOVE-191. Operators are standing by.
Loveline will be back in a minute.
LOVE-191 Rob Schneider in here on Loveline. Let's see what else we learned about him by talking to Candace.
Hi,
who's
Candace.
17.
Where are you from?
I'm from Mesa, Arizona.
All right. I love the airplanes you guys have got out there.
In Mesa?
Yeah, they got this out in Mesa.
Was that where they have the gliders?
No, they have these old World War II, and, you know, they got like a cosmonaut.
Wow.
Interesting.
All right, what's up, Candace? What's happening
out there? Whatever. What's going on?
Nothing much. I just have a question. A couple years ago, I got stoned at a party.
Stoned, yeah?
Good party.
By the way, I haven't heard somebody call it stoned since, like, 1978.
Well, she's from Arizona. There's still, like, it's a 78 kind of feel when you get
stoned.
So go on, Candace.
Yeah, but I get, like, really horny. I don't know why. And I had sex with this girl, and I wanted to know...
Making notes like the aggressive females who are highly sexual.
Okay, horny. So what, you get really horny? What happened?
I had sex with this girl, and I wanted to know if I was still a virgin or not, because, like, now my boyfriend's asked me, and I don't know what to tell them.
Wow.
Great
tell
question.
Tell him you're a lesbo, for starters.
That'll probably calm him down.
Yeah, he'll like that. No, honey, I've never... been with a guy before. And say it like that, and then see if he freaks out or not.
True. But
now, do you like? Was that just a one-time thing, or do you like girls?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been with a guy yet, so I wouldn't know. Every time I get the chance, I was like, wait, I don't know what would happen because I had sex with a girl.
How far did you? How did you know what happened with the girl?
Yeah, yeah. What'd you guys do?
It was like, I guess we did everything you would consider, except we didn't use any toys.
You used your mouse.
Yeah.
On each other.
Yeah.
Well, nice party. That's some good pot. What kind of pot was that? I gotta get some of that pot. Boy, oh boy, I miss all the good parties. Well, so you're not, so you can say to him that you've...
Well, let's think about it. Now, virginity...
You can tell him you haven't, you know, have not been penetrated by a guy. You don't have to tell him anything. What the heck difference does it make? You're not going to be with this guy for a long time.
And you can, by the way, say I've not been with a guy.
Yeah,
just
you know what,
but
also just, you know what, it's none of his business. It's not necessarily considered lying if you don't have to tell him everything. I mean,
but
it's
let's go through more mystery, less history.
Okay,
well,
let's
go through this a little bit. Now originally, virginity was a technicality for a sort of passing economic goods along, that the woman would have to have a hymen and would have to prove it and blah, blah, blah.
No, for not just passing goods along, but for like...
Land.
If this woman, I want to make sure this is my seed going into this and so that my... The
family lineage can, you know...
The Cuthbertson land will remain this part of Ireland forever. That's why we're going to make sure you're virgin.
So it was a technicality at first, and then it became sort of a reference to chastity, right? Sort of. And now it's going back to being a technicality again, where I have anal sex, I have oral sex, but no penis in the vagina. I haven't had that. And I don't know.
I've had just the tip. Just the tip. I'm basically a virgin. I don't think he went in all the way. I think I'm still a virgin. Not 100% sure. I've had a girl's tongue in every orifice, but I'm still kind of a lesbian virgin. I don't know. I didn't enjoy it.
Did you?
I didn't videotape it and put it on the internet.
I'm still basically a virgin.
What's so, that?
I did not say I did not enjoy it.
She did enjoy
you
it.
Did.
How
good
dare
for you,
Rob Schneider? How dare you? But here's the deal. I mean, you could...
Orgasm I had was like a 7. It wasn't anywhere near a 9 or a 10.
But you were not chaste, right? You're not...
You're
not
still...
Chaste.
You haven't had a guy's wee-wee in your thing, right? So you're still a VV.
Yeah, we'll give you virginity on the
you're
technicality.
You're still a virgin. Tell me you're a virgin.
Virgin.
But if you tell him you've been
you
with another...
Tell him you called a radio show and they declared you a virgin.
If you
there
tell
you
a 17-year-old guy you've been with another girl, he's going to be... He's going to find that hot. And then when you go out with him, he's going to think you're a... freak and get completely insecure about it, and that's what you get when you date a 17-year-old guy. Next call!
Cameron, 21.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
We're good. What's up, Cameron?
Not so much. How are you doing, Adam?
Adam?
I am Dr. Dursai.
Yeah.
I'm good. It's Adam Carolla's here. Yeah, what can I do for you?
My wife and I, before we got married, she could have an orgasm. And we did it for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And after we got married, she can't have one anymore.
Well, that's why you got to videotape your sex. So that way, if you get married to her after she can't have an orgasm, you can rewind and go, honey, what happened to that? Right there, you had an orgasm. What happened to you? Okay, so go on now, Cameron. So she can't have an orgasm now after you got married?
No, she can't. And I listened to your show and... I know that you said, try some foreplay, try some oral, and maybe
try
I'm
some.
Not good at it. I don't know.
All right, hold on. There's a couple possibilities here. Is she on medication?
No.
And was she having an orgasm before during intercourse?
Yeah.
Okay, Cameron, let me ask you this.
Rob, yeah. She was faking.
Oh,
she was faking before.
Hey, whoa, Cameron.
Now she got married, now she can do this.
Cameron, I'm going to ask you a question.
All right, shoot.
Now, I'm going to ask you, and I need you to answer this honestly. Usually, when you're with her the first couple years, would you do oral?
Not all the time.
Okay, so that means never. Okay, you got to go back. You got to divide that in half.
Right.
And then divide it in half again.
Yes.
So, no.
And not only that, he magically, she couldn't have an orgasm with oral, but magically could with intercourse.
Yeah.
Which is a rare, not rare,
well,
but
it's also,
unlikely.
It's just not what women do.
Right.
Women need to have other stimulation there, not just the guy plays himself.
So, Cameron, what you got to do is get good at the oral.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rob, here you go.
Okay, here's the deal. Cameron, she's got a thing called a clitoris. You should ask her to point it out to you. Find that. And then give it some attention with your mouth.
How old were you when you figured all that out?
37.
No, I'm talking to Rob. 38.
Somewhere around that area.
So he's got a couple more years to go.
So anyway, here's the deal.
I'm taking notes.
Here's the deal. You need to talk to your wife about how to please her. And you can do it by, like, showing her where it is. Or, hey, honey, why don't you touch it and say, do you like it on the side? Do you like it on top? Do you like a baseball bat hit to it? Do you want me to go in the other room, put on a clown mask, and come back in? Do you want me to draw pictures for you while I'm touching you? Do you want me to touch you with my fingers, my toes? Do you want me to knee you in the crotch? You need to explain, work things out. Talk to her.
I think we have a tape of the Insane Clown Posse describing how they like themselves to be manipulated in a similar fashion. Anderson, can you oblige us that?
You can caress the balls. You can gently pet them. You can stroke them. You can juggle them from side to side. But don't punch the ball.
See?
Right. Just, Cameron, here's
the deal. That's what you expect from your wife.
Do you know when your wife is she's down there and she's treating your genitalia like it's some sort of exercise equipment and it's causing you pain and you go, no, honey, don't do that. That hurts. You need to have her have that same kind of communication with you.
Yeah,
all right?
She may not really understand what's going on here because she may be a little reserved and sort of ashamed that she's been cheating. Don't even get into the cheating or not cheating. Just get to work on focusing what works for her.
Cameron, let me just tell you this. You may have to, like, go down there for more than 5 minutes.
Oh, yes.
Let me just throw that at you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, this may take, like, 8, 9, or a half hour. But
you better set aside 30 minutes.
Yeah, give yourself a half hour.
For the first 35 times you do this.
And then it's her problem. She can't do that.
So here we go. This is Angel's 25.
Hey, Angel.
Hello?
Hey, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, where are you driving to?
I'm driving home.
Perfect. Okay, so what's going on there, Angel?
Well, I was molested for 2 years when I was from 4 to 6, and then I was in counseling for 10 years till I was 16, and I don't remember anything that happened. I don't remember going to court or testifying.
But this was a fact. I mean, you did go to court and you did testify. Your family told you that, right? Now, who molested you?
It was my great uncle.
Wow.
And how old were you?
We need to bring back burning people in oil. I think that will stop some of this stuff.
Yeah, that's pretty much as bad as it gets. Now, you're married now and you got kids?
I am engaged and have 2 kids.
Okay. All right.
And I was wondering if, because I went to counseling and I don't remember anything that happened, if it has to do with me not remembering some of my childhood memories. I can't remember.
Let me put you on hold for a second.
Okay.
Let me tell you. All right.
I'm not trying to understand her question.
I don't remember a couple of the crappy movies I made, but they're still in the video store.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yes.
Angel, it happened. It's part of your experience. It's part of your life. It is... it's there, and it's there forever. And it's obviously so traumatic that you had to block it out. So this is something now, but I still don't understand.
But be fair, I mean, you had to have years of therapy to deal with those movies of yours that are in the TV.
I'm in the middle of years of therapy. I'm trying to block them out.
That's just a bad movie.
I'm also trying to block them out of the people who have seen them. Hang on, which is very hard. So, Angel, what exactly is your question?
My question is, because I blocked it all out, is I don't remember, third grade, fourth grade.
It's very common for long periods of a childhood to be blocked, so to speak, when there was heavy-duty trauma. And just forget the fact that you were sexually abused. Then you had the trauma of the chaos and God knows how people reacted emotionally and then going to court. This is a lot for a child to process. And, in fact, when they look at brain scans of children that have been through a lot of trauma, you actually see shrinkages in the area of the brain that's responsible for memories.
That would make sense. That's self-preservation instinct kicking in.
And although the memories have been, let's call it, dealt with, the reality is the abuse leaves an imprint in terms of how your brain develops. And as we talked earlier tonight, the main thing that sort of falls out of this is difficulty with feeling regulation, emotional regulation. Emotions, they're too long, too intense, too negative, and it's hard for you to regulate yourself.
Let me ask you, how's your relationship with your husband?
It's good. I have, a little bit of depression going on, but I think that's just
I don't know. I don't think that's related. But
listen, the therapy you had may be the reason that you sort of process these things through while you're able to have relationships now, although chaotic, two kids, now get married, whatever. But, you know, you sound okay, Angie. You don't sound, we don't give us the feeling that a trauma survivor normally does. But I would urge you, in terms of helping your kids out, it's a good idea when you've been through some heavy stuff to sort of be watched by a mental health professional.
But let me ask you this, though, Angel. Do you want this therapy to block out these childhood memories?
Oh, no, I'm not in therapy now. I went to therapy because of the molestation, but I haven't been in therapy since I was 16.
Let me tell you something. You should be in therapy now.
Agreed.
You should. You know what? Because you're still having to process some of this stuff, and especially now that you are still a single mom with two kids. I mean, I think any single parent should be
In therapy,
no matter what.
Any parent,
you know,
period. But I'll tell you what, Angel, just talking to you, it's clear that whatever mental health services you did have had a very beneficial effect on you.
Yeah,
you really seem to be doing pretty well.
You don't seem like you're about to drive into oncoming traffic.
No, you seem good, but still at risk for trouble. Edie.
Why wouldn't you want to be named after that? Yes, go on.
Come on, you know what I mean.
I know what you're saying. Okay, what's going on here, Edie?
Hi, this is my question. Okay,
yeah.
I have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And we had sex. No, well, we was having sex.
You guys have sex with a boyfriend?
Come on now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
He asked me.
He asked you what?
To strap on and, you know, pleasure.
Strap on what?
Anally. Now, I want to know, does that make him gay in any way? Gay curious? I mean, what's up?
No, so did you do it?
Of course I did.
You didn't think that was a little strange?
Yeah, I did. I did think it was a little strange.
Did you talk about it for a few minutes?
Give Edie some kudos here. I mean, she's trying to make her mind happy. At least she does it in such a way it doesn't have to bring anything on herself.
Okay, all right. So then you did, and how did you? And then does he want you to do it again?
No, he didn't actually bring it up anymore. I would say like 30 days, 40 days later, he was like, yeah, how'd you think about that? What'd you feel? What'd you do? Would you do it again?
Did he just get out of jail, maybe?
You know, I'm like, that's really kind of sick to me. So what do you think? I mean, does that make him curious?
Did you ask him if he was gay?
No.
If he ever had a gay experience? Did you ask him that?
No, of course not.
Why not?
Well, you guys got to talk about these things. You say, listen, I'm allowed to ask you a certain question because you had me put on a strap-on and entered you anally. I'm going to have to ask, are you gay? That's not an insane question for a guy you just entered with a strap-on. Edie, come on. Don't be so shy.
Okay, Wait a minute. I guess one of the main reasons why I didn't ask him, I know this is going to sound kind of weird.
Why didn't you ask him?
But I was the first person he had sex with. I was the first person that performed oral sex on him.
How old is this guy? How old is he?
Right now, he's about 34.
No way.
Okay. How many years ago was this when you had sex with him?
When I did anal sex, that was probably 2 years ago.
No, so you're saying he never had sex before until he was 32?
Exactly.
No way.
That's not possible.
I miss you on everything. I mean, you know, I'm not going to go into details because I don't, you know, I hope nobody's listening that I know or anything. But he's kind of overweight, you know. He was insecure, very insecure. Whatnot.
Was he incarcerated or anything?
No, never, ever, never been incarcerated in his life.
All right, I don't know how to interpret this. He's got issues, but whatever. You guys have a relationship that's going along?
Let me tell you, is he a plushie? Does he like to put on...
what are they called? No, what are
they
called?
Put on, does he like to put... What?
Furries.
Furry. Does he like to put on an outfit on and feel sexual?
No, you mean did I like to do it, or did he want me to?
No, I'm saying, did he like to wear a furry animal costume and have sex with you?
No.
How dare you, Ron? How dare you?
I'm trying.
What a weirdo
are
you?
I do my research before I come here.
No.
Okay.
I'm just
so
gay.
So what do you? So you didn't ask him if he's gay curious?
I mean,
he's definitely gay curious.
No,
he's gay curious at best.
I'm serious on everything because I'm thinking since I was the only one he was ever with in any kind of sexual way, I know for a fact he hasn't been with anybody.
Okay, do you like this? Okay, what are you getting at this relationship, Edie? So I'm more worried about you than him. What do you like about this guy?
Well, it's other things, you know. It's other things. It's just not sex. It's really not all about sex. Because
it doesn't sound better not be.
All right, here's the deal. And you don't know, maybe he was physically or sexually abused growing up, and then he shut down for many, many years. You know, being overweight and stuff, sometimes people do that to keep people away.
Sounds like he's had some terrible trauma.
It doesn't.
Sounds like something happened to him.
The whole...
In the locker room.
The whole rear-end love thing.
Get off me!
Sometimes it's more about aggression than it is about homosexuality or anything like that. And so maybe he was beaten and things as a kid, and this is sort of something...
He obviously has some bad feelings about his body.
Whatever. They've had a relationship. It's stable. It's going on. It's his first love. They're good. She sounds fine. Enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. You sound like you're not that bummed about it.
Brendan, 70. Oh, you know what? Brendan, you there?
Yeah.
All right, what's the question? Then we got to take a break.
All right. It's the first time I'm calling. I'm a little nervous. But, yeah, my girlfriend and I have been going out for 6 months. And she and I mean, the sex was great at first. But the more times we've done it, it's just the pleasure has decreased for me. But it's been great.
Well, you're 17. You want to bang other girls.
Sounds bogus to me. But anyway, we're going to explore this a little more.
I mean, I'd be bored, too, when I was 17.
Just to recap, not into supermodels, speak in showerhead, condoms good, codependent to interesting women, artistic women, entertaining women, other men can't have touched.
No.
No body hair, mother tough, prostate massage good, middle finger, thick middle finger good, swing it around like something really aggressive sexual female good, strap on no good, and don't ax, don't tell. Okay, very good. So, some more Love Line at 1-800-LOVE-191. We'll be right back.
Yep, Love Line will be back.
Glad to hear it.
Love Line, 1-800-LOVE-191. I'm Dr. Drew. He is Rob Schneider, and we are going back to Brendan. We have just a few minutes to sort of flush out our image of characterization of Rob Schneider. Brendan, 17. So you're saying
Isn't good?
Sex no longer good, right?
No.
Brendan, where are you from in Canada?
What's that?
Where are you from in Canada?
Windsor, Ontario.
All right. Well, then the good-looking girls, but sex is fine up there.
She's Let me just say this. Too.
Here's why this is bogus, Brendan.
What's that?
Here's why this is a bogus call. I'm going to put you above. Because any 17-year-old guy having sex, it's great.
Correct. I agree.
There is no bad sex.
Right.
You could. If I'm a 17, I'm having sex, and
you're over the
get
top.
Get into a terrible car crash, fall off a cliff. It's the greatest sex.
Yeah. Yeah. You can wear your kneecaps off.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that
rub your penis right off your body or whatever. It's fine.
If it's a sandpaper vagina, I'm the happiest.
Yes. Glass, whatever. Okay. I agree. So it's bogus. Sarah, 18.
Hello.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. How
are
you doing?
Pretty good.
How are you doing?
Good. I'm just about to get into bed, actually.
Good.
But, I have a question.
All right. Bring it on.
Yeah. Well, I'm really, like really, really, really uncomfortable around guys sometimes when, like, intimacy occurs. And,
you're a virgin? You mean, making out, that kind of intimacy?
Yeah, no, I like that, but it's just like, you know, when it gets like more into it, it's like I want to, but then it's almost like I have this image in my mom's head, like in my head of my mom, like telling me like, no, like you're not supposed to do that. Like, you know, I was like raised, you know, to stay a virgin until I get married.
But you are a virgin.
Yeah, well, I know, but, you know, that's kind of unrealistic for me. Like, I don't.
Well,
don't
you've done pretty good till now. Are you still a virgin?
Yes, I am.
Well, you've done great. You've won. You can go get laid.
Are you in high school, college?
I'm in high school, my last year of high school.
Where are you going to college?
Maybe Arizona or Oregon.
Well, if you go to Arizona, you're definitely going to get laid.
Maybe you want to just kind of wait till you're out of high school, until you've gotten away from your family.
The idea of waiting for sex, and your mom did a good job.
Yes.
I mean, your mom's just like...
Yes,
don't do it.
Imagine Rob's daughter. She sees an image of his head saying, "Don't do it." It's like, oh my God,
that'll keep her from having sex. Hey, but now, are you dating a guy seriously, or just nobody?
Well,
serious?
I just got out of a relationship, and I have a feeling that the reason we broke up is because he started getting more distant. Like when we'd get intimate, like he would notice. Like I would be like really frustrated. Like I wouldn't really want to get into it too much. And after 6 months, we broke up.
Well, let me tell you, Sarah, 6 months, that guy's a saint. To hang in there for 6 months knowing and to not get any is, were you guys doing other things?
Well, yeah, I guess. Like, he was, like, my first almost, like, Well, like, I had, like an oral experience with him, but I didn't do it. He did. I didn't do anything.
Oh, he's a good guy, right?
Hey, yeah. What a nice guy.
Hey, Sarah, here's the deal.
Go back with him, Sarah.
You need to figure out what your values are in relation to those with which you were raised. And I would suggest you not try to really sort of barrel your way through.
Yeah, you can't be your mom. You can't be the sluts that you go to school with in Reseda.
But I would suggest
there's some middle ground out there.
You focus on getting away, going to school, establishing an identity and sense of yourself away from your family of origin, and then see what you want to do.
But think about going back to that guy who went down on you without getting anything in return.
That's not bad, right?
That's a pretty generous guy. No wonder he's frustrated and wants to hang himself right now.
Lila, 18.
What's up?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Lila.
What's up?
Good evening, doctor. Good evening, Schneider. Well, right. My question, I'll get to the point. Uh-huh. My question is that...
Everyone sounds like Rosie Perez tonight.
Yeah.
What happened?
A couple of years ago, I had this thing on me, and I don't know, went away. Now it's back, and I don't know what... I haven't worked in 2 years. What?
What? Yeah, 8 months ago I had him, and...
Had what? You had a baby?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm not interested in sex. Nobody, no girls, no guys. People think I'm gay or something. But the point is, I developed this like little ball on the side of my, you know, down there. And
on the outside or way up on the inside?
Like in the inner outside, like in the entrance.
Got
like
it.
All the way in the bottom, and the bottom of the left hand side.
All right, got it.
And doctor,
I got one of those. No, so what is it?
No, you have two. No, the doctor said it was a hymen or something, and he, like, burned it off or something, but it...
Hymen remnant. Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't have a period for, like, 5 years.
I drove a hymen remnant for a while.
Really? H2?
You know what?
H2, huh?
Yeah, it'd get pretty good gas mileage.
Hymen 2?
The hymen remnant did pretty good.
Wow.
You know, honestly, the freeway didn't have enough, you know, get up and go for me.
Of course,
but it's a pretty nice vehicle. I'll check it out. 4-door.
That gas.
So go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the hymen remnant was burned off, and then what?
It's still there, actually. And no, every time I, like, I'll have sex only when I want to. And then
good.
As soon as I orgasm, you know, I won't get interested. And I'll be like, it'll get off me, you know. Well, my baby's dad, you know.
Right.
How old are you? Is the baby's
18.
Dad?
18.
Yeah.
When a woman describes her partner as the baby's dad, it's a bad sign. But hey, what's the question?
The question is, how come I'm not interested in sex anymore? And what is that?
Because you had a baby 8 months ago. And when you had a baby, it significantly affects your sex drive, significantly. For that first year.
You know, it's your way. It's
God's way of preventing babies from stacking right up on top of one another.
And here's another thing. You thank your lucky stars you're not interested, because you're 18, you already got one.
That's right. So it's whether
you're... How many more are you going to need?
Just the hormonal shifts of having been pregnant drops the sex drive down. There's lots of depression postpartum very commonly that drops sex drive. If you're breastfeeding, it drops sex drive. You're tired and burned out and focused on raising a kid, that drops your sex drive.
So please tell me that hymen remnant could make her sterile so she doesn't have any more kids.
How about that? I think that what's happening here is that hymen remnant that keeps coming back is trying to close her vagina can save her from further children.
Please, hymen remnant is saying, please, no more. What were you thinking? Put a condom on him or I'll grow and close this whole area off and the other side with it.
It's Love Line. We have to get one more break. We'll be right back.
This is Loveline.
Okay, now, if other men have been there, no good. Artistic, entertaining women.
Yeah.
No hair, not into supermodels. Shower head's good, condom's good. Uh-huh. Mother tough, prostate massage good, middle finger good, but thick.
Yeah.
Swinging around like it's big. Aggressive sexual females good.
Strap
no good. Don't axe, don't kill. And tomorrow night, I want to find out when you lost your virginity. We'll figure out how that went down. That's going to be
when did this become the Ricky Martin Puerto Rico hour? I don't know. We had a lot of Puerto Ricans. Hopefully more tomorrow.
Every caller, Rosie Perez, tonight.
So going to do it again tomorrow.
Good show tonight, Rob. Well done. Thank you for joining us. And we'll be in here again tomorrow night, Rob and I, to
listen to the last night of the great Love Line. You can do it,
Drew. What were you saying to me?
That Rob wants a drop. You know, at the end of the show, how you
first
stick in a drop?
First 2 nights I get a drop, and last night I don't get a drop.
Oh, yeah, I heard something about that he was upset about that. I'm sorry, Rob.
So I wouldn't say upset. I would say
I heard that you sat around waiting a half hour after the show.
Yes.
I said mildly disappointed.
You going to give us something tonight?
Yeah, I got something.
All right, here we go. We'll see you tomorrow.
Fire good. Herpy bad. Sore new spot. Not seen before. Where come from? Strange spot. Not wanted on genitalia. Me no like spot. Spot itch and hurt. Me paranoid about spot. Me want spot go away.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.